91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. For Quinte West OPP, distracted driving has been one of the top four proactive traffic initiatives for the past 2 years. They say taking your eyes off the road for just a second can prove fatal for you and someone around you. So far this year, Quinte West officers have stopped 115 vehicles and charged the drivers for driving while texting or talking on a cell phone. The OPP wants everyone to leave the multitasking at home or at the office and says it has no place in the vehicle. And with full-time faculty contracts set to expire in August, members from the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, or OPSU, recently met to set their demands for a new deal. Among those demands are matters like class sizes, academic freedom, and salary, according to Pat Dockrell, vice president of Local OPSU 420, which represents faculty at Loyalist College. Maintaining union principles is at the foreground.
Things that, you know, we want to make sure that we maintain our union principles, we maintain our educational principles.
President of OPSU 420, Bernard Belanger, says in negotiations such as these, minor details play an important role.
Changing a word in a collective agreement might mean nothing to you, but it might have far-reaching effects.
OPSU representatives will meet with the College Compensation and Appointments Council to hash out the details of the new contract in June. And the Liberals need NDP support to pass the budget and avoid another election, but Premier McGuinty says the NDP's budget demands would add $1 billion a year in spending. NDP leader Andrea Horvath says her call for a new income tax on people earning more than $500,000 would pay for most of the NDP's budget demands. Horvath says she was taken aback by McGuinty's claim about the cost of her party's demands and warns the Liberals are in for some tough negotiations. The first vote on the budget motion is still 2 weeks away, and McGuinty says there's lots of time to reach a deal with the NDP and avoid defeating the minority government. McGuinty says he wants to know specifically what programs the NDP would cut to pay for their demands, but Horvath says she's already presented all of her ideas. America's top lawman vows a complete federal investigation into the case of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black 17-year-old who was shot and killed by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer, George Zimmerman, this past February in Florida.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department will conduct a thorough and independent review of the evidence in the Trayvon Martin case.
If we find evidence of a potential federal criminal civil rights crime, we will take appropriate action. And at every step, the facts and the law will guide us forward.
Speaking to a civil rights organization here in the nation's capital, Holder said one of the Justice Department's top priorities is preventing and combating youth violence and victimization. David Melendi, Washington.
That's 91X News to 403. John Boldrick has sports.
In sports, just because the NHL playoffs start tonight doesn't mean the NBA is taking any times off. There are 11 games on schedule tonight. As the Toronto Raptors host Philadelphia, Indiana plays Cleveland, Atlanta is at Boston, and Carmelo Anthony and the Knicks play Monta Ellis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Elsewhere, Phoenix visits Memphis, the Kings look to crown the Hornets, Utah is in Houston, Blake Griffin faces off with Kevin Durant as the Clippers face the Thunder, Minnesota is up against Denver, and 2-3 in the West as San Antonio faces the LA Lakers. The Chicago Bears have agreed to a 1-year contract extension with Lance Briggs, keeping the Pro Bowl linebacker through the 2014 season. The Bears announced the deal today, as financial terms were not immediately released. Briggs pushed hard for a new contract at the start of last season, but the Bears just wouldn't budge. With 3 years left on his 6-year, $36 million contract, general manager Jerry Angelo basically told Briggs at the time to leave him alone when the linebacker asked for permission to seek a trade if he couldn't get a renegotiated deal before the season. Angelo was fired after an 8-8 finish by the Bears and was replaced by Phil Emery. Big news out of the Super Fight League mixed martial arts promotion. Wrestler Bobby Lashley has been signed to face former Pride star James Thompson at the upcoming Super Fight League 3 fight card. The event takes place in May. Big Show veterans Trevor Prangley, Doug Marshall, and Bega Agave will also compete on the card. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, clearing later on this evening and a high of plus 10. Tonight, a few clouds hanging around and a low of plus 2. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 14. And for Friday, sunny with a low of minus 1. At 4:06, I'm Taylor Rankema with John Boldrick, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.